This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be! Yeah!
It's my favorite part coming up right now.
All right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Streaming online, ratpacksports.com, and also the Rat Pack Radio, WRPR app. We're in the building another week, bringing you the best in sports talk and entertainment. Sports for your ears. We're on the air now, from now till 11:30 p.m. And we're going to bring it to you like we do every week, man. We appreciate everybody that tunes in, downloads the podcast, and continue to give us that support every week. And, you know, we here, so let's get it on. Let's get it on, and we're gonna have a great show. As I said, we're gonna have William Graves. He'll be calling in here shortly. Hopefully, we can get Nicholas Lane, aka Nicky Buckets, on the line with us, and possibly Boss Hog, Sean Naylor, as well. So. Until then, you're going to hear my voice. Got a lot, personally me, there's a lot to cover, a lot happening. March Madness for both, men's and women's. NFL news. I'm going to go deep. I'm going to go deep and dive into this Lamar Jackson situation here. I don't have any sources. I'm just going off a gut of what I understand about the game when it comes to contract negotiations and how a player can, devalue himself. So I'll get into that later on. And Nikki Buckets will be at a Portland Trailblazers game tonight, so he won't be with us. We're still going to cover the NBA because there's a lot happening in the NBA anyway. So we'll get into that here. I'm going to do a little bit of venting, like I said, you know, with the Lamar Jackson situation. Been in a lot of discussions on Facebook in some groups about his situation and why, you know, for some team's sake, from a salary cap standpoint, it doesn't make sense why Lamar Jackson value has somewhat dropped around the league. Now, his value may still remain the same for the Ravens, but obviously, when it comes to his value to the Ravens, he don't think the Ravens are valuing him high enough. It came out this week that March 2nd, Lamar Jackson asked for a trade from the Baltimore Ravens, and a few days later was when they placed the exclusive tag on him. And now, in order to sign Lamar Jackson, you got to give up multiple, you know, first-round picks. And that's, you know, a little bit too much value. Especially when you sign that type of contract to a player, it just doesn't make sense. With what possibly he's asking for is, you know, 100% fully guaranteed deal. It's a tough situation to overlook if you're a franchise that's up against the cap or you like to build your team properly and not tie up all your money in the quarterback. Now, we look around the league, you see a whole lot of quarterbacks that's getting paid big bucks, but they're not fully guaranteed. And the way those contracts are structured, they can maneuver that money how they see to help them get some relief in the upcoming years. So, I'm going to dive heavy into that. That's been a hot topic over the last couple weeks to a month. And I found out, we all found out some new news on this situation that really put up a light bulb. And sometimes, what is Herman Edwards' favorite saying? He always says, don't hit sin, don't hit sin. Lamar Jackson probably should practice that. Don't get sour and get caught up in to debates with sports personalities or fans on social media, because you're going to lose that argument. And he said something that my antenna went off, and it went off big time, and it kind of made me think a little bit differently about his situation, where I'm already leaning on the side of he's not worth that much. And that's just my opinion. Cleveland, you can't follow anything Cleveland did for DeSean Jackson. You just can't, because what they did was unprecedented, and nobody else is going to do that. They were desperate. They made the move. That's what desperate teams do. Now, obviously the Ravens want to keep Jackson, but if you have a competent organization, no matter what or who it is, you're not going to make that desperate move like that just to bring a player in when, on the flip side of that, your franchise is going to be upside down for a long time. So, as I said, we'll get more into that later. I know I'm kind of rambling on a little bit, but that's okay. Hold on, let's see. Yep, so we're going to get into that, but let me get into something. What is going on? Let me get into something real quick. I want to just go ahead and, you know, get started a little bit, you know. NCAA. Now, I've watched a lot of basketball over the years, you know, coaching basketball. Obviously, you're around it a whole lot, and you watch it. This year's been a little different for me, being that I've coached for long enough. Now, I ain't been coaching that long, but been coaching long enough. I've coached some kids, and I've coached against a lot of kids, or some kids that are playing now at the next level in college. So this year, you know, watching a few teams, seeing a few familiar faces of kids over the years that I've had interaction with personally on the basketball court, has been a difference, you know, a different feel. It's pretty awesome, you know, being able to watch kids that you've coached or played against play at the next level and do well. So I've watched a lot more basketball this year than I have in years past. And this is mainly the women's side. The men's side, I know a few kids, but I ain't really go out of my way to watch them because it's not, you know, you can't watch all the games at once. So, but coming in, you know, the season was pretty good. You've seen a ton of upsets on especially the men's side of basketball. You've seen a lot of upsets. You've seen a lot of high-ranking teams go down. You've seen a lot of number one teams go down. This should have been a precursor to anybody who decided that they were gonna gamble and bet against, you know, and bet. That should have been a precursor to what is possibly going to happen here come the NCAA tournament. So I came into this tournament. Let me see if I can find my bracket. See if it reload. Shoot, I'm going to have to relog. So, come on, man. God, dog. Need help logging in? Yes, I do. Send my code. Looking at the tournaments, man, you know, it's been crazy. And, you know, I was bragging early on because my bracket actually, it actually looked, really good early on. And, all of a sudden, the upsets happened, and that all changed very quickly. So, yeah, that all changed very, very, very quickly. And my bracket went from being like a hot bracket to, it's all right. So, you know, this is the women's bracket here, but let me go to my men's bracket. I only did one women's bracket, but my women's bracket is actually, it's a little bit toast. I did get, obviously, I got South Carolina correct. And surprisingly enough, I got Virginia Tech making it to the Fighting Four correct. Other than that, I didn't have LSU. I actually had Utah beating LSU, and Utah lost by 3. I didn't have Miami getting it deep, and Indiana was my other Final Four team, and then Stanford, who lost in the second round to Ole Miss. It blew that one up too. But let's go. I want to jump over to my men's bracket though, because that was where all the fun happened. So let me jump. Let me jump over to my men's bracket as soon as I can find it. Where are we? There we go. Should I go? Let's go. There we go. Men's tournament challenge. All right. So my men's bracket. Toast, right? I did 2 brackets. Both my champs are out. Houston lost. Alabama lost. Those are my 2 champions as far as my bracket. My Elite 8 out of 320 points, I scored 0 because none of the teams that I picked won or even made it to the Elite 8. So let me see if I can find my Elite. Here we go. So I had Texas and Miami. I had Texas playing Houston, right? I had Texas advancing. Miami beat them. I had Alabama, Arizona in the other region. Neither one of them made it. So I had San Diego State, Creighton. You don't get no points for that because neither one of the teams you select what that was in there, you selected them. I had Kansas State in the Elite 8. They lost to FAU. I had Gonzaga in the Elite 8. UConn beat them by 30 almost. So, which was surprising because, you know, UConn is a very good team, but that just lets you know how good, I mean, not UConn, but Gonzaga, you know, a very good team. But to go into the Elite 8 and lose by 30, that just shows you how well UConn was playing as a group. So my Final Four, nobody that I selected is in the Final Four. So I'm not getting any points for any of these games. Like, none of my teams. Final Four or championship game. This was my upset bracket. This was my upset bracket. But this is how bad the tournament has been for anybody that either whether you gambled or you did a bracket for free on the you know, whatever outlet you chose to do it. I do mine on ESPN Tournament Challenge. But for all of the terrible, terrible brackets out there, you have my bracket sitting here with just 560 total points. And it's saying that my bracket is in the 92 percentile. Now, that's a terrible bracket, 560 points. But to be in the top, I guess you would say the top you know, 8%, because that's basically saying your bracket is better than 92% of all entries. To not score any points in the Elite Eight, not score any points in the Final Four. I won't score any points in the championship either, because I didn't pick none of them teams. So that bracket is toast, right? My second bracket, I had Alabama. Obviously, you know, they lost. And again, no points in the Elite Eight. I only had 80 points in the Sweet 16. This is a dumpster fire of a bracket. Again, no teams in the Final Four. So that means I want, you know, no teams in the championship. Crazy as that is. That bracket was in the top 75%. So if I go back to my women's bracket, go to women's tournament challenge, my bracket is in, I don't know how to, dissect these things. So let's see. I got 650 points. My bracket is better than 42% of everybody submitted. It's madness. That's exactly what it is. It is madness because everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. So, only thing I'm hopefully going to get right is South Carolina winning it. If I didn't, you know, I didn't have Iowa getting that far again. UConn, I had UConn, Indiana, and the other regions. They lost, so you get LSU, Virginia. That should be a very good game. Should be. Thanks, a great matchup. They got very, very good guard play. And the moral, the what's the word I'm looking for? The key is going to be rebounding, keeping LSU off of the boards, second and third chance points. And if they could do that, Virginia Tech got a chance. They got a very good field point guard on their team. She's the leader on that team, leader scorer, heart and hustle. So that'll be a game that I'm going to pay close attention to there. South Carolina and Iowa, this has a chance to be a great game. But we'll see. We know South Carolina going to show up, but it's Iowa who is going to have to match that energy and finish. That's what it's going to boil down to, finishing, making everything count. Don't allow South Carolina to go on any runs. You got to play hard-nosed defense. So, I think if they can do all that, they'll have a really good chance of beating them in advancing. But that's going to be a tall feat, even with Caitlin Clark playing the way she does. They do have some other players on that team that are pretty good. So we will see when we get to that point. again, this tournament season probably one of the more unpredictable, and that's what's great about, you know, March Madness is so unpredictable. That's why I don't bet money. I wouldn't be prepared to lose the way some of these people are probably losing, because, you know, whatever happened. But at the end of the day, everybody got a job to do en route to a national title. So if I had to pick, I would say South Carolina, LSU would probably be the ideal championship matchup. So that's what I'll be looking forward to seeing. I know Dawn Staley said after that game, LSU, let's make it a whole SEC championship. That very well could happen. But there's some good teams in their way, and they're going to have to play well. Going to have to, or, you know, that's going to be all she wrote from that standpoint. Nobody wants to go down like that. So let me see if I get it. Let me see if I can Caesar Palace. What in the world? Rasheed Nicholas Lane got a few debates here. He says, I'll go ahead and read it out. We'll jump around a little bit. This is an NBA post. He says he's been debating, ruffling feathers on Twitter about Jalen Williams and Pablo debate for rookie of the year. He said, man, some people don't like me. That's okay. People can be wrong too, but I do think Pablo will win the award, but it's much closer than most want to think. He's been saying that since everybody else brought it up. Yes, we have been talking about Jalen Williams and Pablo. Paola Blank. Man, I can't say that dude's name. Blanco, the rookie out of Orlando. Yeah, and Boss Hall is currently at Carmine's and Caesar Palace. So, Caesar Palace? He might got him. Hold on, Caesar Palace? But, yeah, so, you know, from an NBA, that rookie of the year should be a lot closer than we all think or know it's supposed to be. But it's just going to take time on that. So, we're at the top of the hour, so what we're going to do before I really change gears here, we'll just take a quick break. And when we come back on the other side, we will start to dive into NBA. We'll get into some NFL, Major League Baseball season. Season starts tomorrow, so I'll talk a little bit about the Rays and their situation, what they have to do to at least give themselves a chance to be in the running for championship this season. I know I may sound crazy, but hey, everybody is a little bit. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back on the other side, and we'll continue this show here, live Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. This is Rat Pack Sports Show. Sports show. We are back. We are live. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Wednesday night. We got NBA. We got Major League Baseball season starting tomorrow. We have NFL news. We will jump into that because that will be a little long. We got the Mavericks and Philadelphia playing each other, and they literally stopped the game. I've never seen this. They are stopping the game to put up new netting. I've never seen that happen before. I've seen them, you know, readjust the backboard or whatnot. But the net broke, or a piece came out or whatever. You know, these guys, growing up, we played basketball. I mean, I get, you know, this is the pros. I get it. But we played basketball. He's just going to cut it down. Oh, it must have ripped. But we played basketball outside, no nets, chain nets. What is going on? Oh, really? I didn't know. Oh, okay. I see what they're doing. Now, this is interesting. I've never seen them, actually. So the way their rims are designed, you don't even have the hooks on it. They just run either a metal line or a plastic line. They just run it through the and then probably tack it on. So, I've seen them start the game when Shaq tore down a couple backboards his rookie year. Did he put up a new net or did he just restrung it? They stopped the game to put a net up. It's still the beginning of the third quarter. But you never really see that. You should stretch it out. You know, the new nets be so tight, man. You got to stretch them out. That ball going to come down a little bit slower until you stretch the nets out. So it's Wednesday. We do have AEW, I think WrestleMania is Sunday, so may go check that out somewhere. Who knows? You know, we got the XFL going on. Orlando team still is trash, but that's okay. Actually, let me see something here. We're gonna turn to some AEW here. It's Dallas Philadelphia game is a little bit boring anyway. So, let's get it over to some wrestling. We're already an hour into it, but hey, it's okay. We'll start. Let me get to my website here. I need to log. What? Wrong one. I'm in the wrong page. Hold on. Where am I? Is this it? Okay. Okay. There we go. All right, so I'm going to sign in here because I got to do a couple things while we're on the air with the station here. 391, 392. Let's see, 326. All right, so let's, let me see here. Give me a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen, while I figure this out. I don't even know who this is. Who is that? All right. I'm going to just drop them in there. Drop them there. Drop them there. Drop them there. All right, so we're going to get this thing going here. So let's get into let's get into a little bit of MLB. Season starts tomorrow. Obviously, we had spring training here, and throughout the spring training, they were, you know, practicing on a couple of new gimmicks. You know, one of the gimmicks, and I agree with it, I watch baseball, but it is kind of, you know, jacked up a little bit. You know, how long it takes for some of these games and, you know, the pitchers bouncing around on the mound, doing their whole routine that takes about 2 minutes in between pitches. Then you got the batters that in the middle of the pitch and wind up or whatever they like to call for time, step off the plate, go through their whole sequence, you know, all over again. And then maybe we can get to a pitch, but nope, you know what? Pitcher now, not a pitcher, has to regather himself. So that's another 30 seconds that's gone. So Major League Baseball decided to bring in a pitch clock to kind of speed up the pace of the game. And they tested it out all spring training. And they found out that with the pitch clock, they shaved about 26 minutes off of all the spring games. So that's a half an hour. Now, if you're watching a baseball game last season, that baseball game is going to last around about 3 hours and 15 minutes. So if you shaved off almost 30 minutes from the duration of the game, then helps speed the game up and keeps people's attention span a little bit more dialed in a little bit on the game that they're watching. So I don't have a problem with it. I think they should have done something a long time ago to speed the game up. And, bring in some newer fans. There's a lot of traditionalists and, a lot of people out there that rather see, a regularly played game. No interruptions by the TV, none of that stuff. Just watching the game. I think for the most part, a lot of games last season was a little bit faster, but they want to speed it up a little bit more. And we'll see how it goes in the regular season. Obviously, the pressure is a little bit more intense in the regular season. And, you know, we'll see how that all goes. But I think this season should be interesting. You know, you got a lot of stories. You have Ohtani, who is a candidate to repeat as well. He's a candidate for the MVP and the Cy Young. I've never seen that done before. But if there's somebody that can, it is him, because his bat, his plate presence is that of a slugger with a high batting average, and, you know, a guy that, you know, hit 40 some home runs in the season as a starting pitcher. He would DH and pitch. People talked about Babe Ruth, you know, way back, you know, they talk about Babe Ruth being that two-way player. We've never seen anybody like Babe Ruth ever. And now Ohtani shows up and he has a chance to be the first. And I believe he's good enough. Because he's already shown he could be one of the best pitchers in the league, and he's already shown his ability to hit the ball as also, you know, could be one of the best in the league. So, yeah, we'll see. But I like, you know, where we're going to go so far, and we'll see. Once the season starts, you know, how does the play clock, pitch clock, and all that resonates with the players and the teams now that everything is kind of out of the way. Yeah, so that's a trick one. We'll see. Yeah, so that is that. See how the speed of the pace of the game goes now, starting tomorrow. From a Rays standpoint, it's just another year where they're going to have to prove, you know, how good they are. They have to do it every year. They're not a favorite. I mean, they're respected. They're one of the organizations that you look at every year and you scour them from top to bottom to see who they have and then watch them as the season goes on just defy their odds. You know, do things that they're not supposed to do. Just because. So that's going to be the tricky part there. But let me see. What? Man, it is scorching hot in here right now. I can't even concentrate. It's so hot. A lot of people don't like the pitch clock. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's good for the game. It was becoming too slow, and you probably was losing people's interest because, you know, the game was moving at such a snail's pace. But let me see. All right, so it is 9:21. So we're right around the second time for a break, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to try to keep these things somewhere around the bottom of the hour and try to get it, you know, get it going a little bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back on the other side, continue the conversation, and we'll get into some more. We're not that far away from my famous rant here on the NFL and, you know, Lamar Jackson issue. So let's take a quick break and then come back on the other side, and we'll continue what we're getting into. This is Rat Pack Sports Show, and we'll be back after this break.